You're listening to Paki Waha, and it's great to have you along this Tuesday morning. Hope you had a good Labour weekend, bit of a restful Monday, something of a different day, bit of a holiday. Dr. Nikki Jackson is in for a korero today. Nikki is with the Faculty of Medical and Health at the Auckland University. Today, she's joining us to talk about Auckland Council's feedback request on signs and advertising at liquor stores. It may or may not surprise you that Auckland has just under 1,000 liquor stores. And there's been plenty of Māori concern at the rates of them being opened, particularly in some of our more challenged communities. Well, signage is a big part of peddling what they peddle. And with us today, Nikki Jackson, thanks for joining us on the show today. Nikki, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Kia ora. What's your area of expertise or study into this field, Nikki?
Oh, well, I've been working in alcohol harm reduction for over 10 years now. So, and I did my PhD on adolescent drinking in Aotearoa. And now I'm also the director of a national charity called Alcohol Health Watch. So we've been working with communities across the Motu to reduce the harm from alcohol. And as you say, in particular, a lot of our work focuses on trying to prevent new liquor outlets from opening. But this is something we can do right now with all of the amount of advertising and signs that we see at our liquor stores, because this harms our tamariki, it harms our communities, and it harms people in Tamariki Makaurau with alcohol abuse and dependence.
Look, people who are challenging the situation aren't wowsers. That's what I find. Many of them like to have a social drink, but they are too conscious, Nikki, of the ubiquitous nature of alcohol in our modern society, the normalisation of it when you've got liquor outlets on each street corner, and, you know, what messages that is sending to our young people. Can we look at the adolescent model for a moment? And can you talk with us about some of your findings during that lengthy study for your PhD, Nikki, regarding the influence of booze on our Māori and Pasifika rangatahi?
Absolutely. So my studies were into the role of the neighbourhood in that. And what we know is that the inequities in drinking and harm that we have in Aotearoa, particularly between Māori and non-Māori, begin at a really young age. And we know that rangatahi experience more harm from their drinking than any other age group because of a whole range of reasons. So we know that male and female rangatahi, Māori, are more likely to experience, drink high levels of alcohol and experience high levels of harm. And, you know, that impacts education and going on to, you know, later, success in life. This is something we can protect our rangatahi from. The evidence is really clear that exposure to alcohol advertising is a cause of youth drinking. So the more ads they see, whether that be at liquor stores or in their social media or at billboards, the more they see, the more harm. So this is something we can do to protect this generation.
The advertising is deliberate, sophisticated, and aiming to draw in consumers that often will be consumers for life. Tell us about some of the way it works, advertising and its impact on young minds.
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, we've received over 700 submissions so far to protectourfuture.org.nz on this consultation. And, you know, there is this kind of belief that, oh, no, young people don't see it doesn't impact them. But that's actually not how marketing works. It actually happens subliminally. It happens through your subconscious. You're not even realising that this is impacting the way that you're seeing alcohol, the way that you're viewing alcohol, the way that alcohol is glamorised. So this is not a conscious activity that you go through, that you see an ad and you make a decision. It actually happens it's not cognitive. It happens subliminally. It happens through your subconscious, just the way that, you know, when it's emblazoned on our sports jumpers of our elite teams. It's not that we look at that logo, but it does affect us and affects our attitudes towards alcohol. And as you say, the normalisation of alcohol in our country is in due part because advertising is everywhere. If you look at tobacco, we ended tobacco advertising in the 1990s, so we don't see it everywhere now. It's behind the cupboards in our supermarkets and in other places. So we've got it out of sight. And that's really helped to protect rangatahi from taking up smoking. So look, we can do the same for alcohol. It's our most harmful drug and its advertising should be restricted.
So I was surprised that there were 980 liquor stores in Auckland, but look at that, just under 1,000. This particular feedback request from Auckland Council is looking at the advertising side of it rather than the sighting of the liquor shops. How important do you think it is for Māori responses to that opportunity to give feedback on advertising of alcohol?
Look, I think both issues are very important, and I think that there's no reason to stop people having their say in relation to the advertising at liquor stores, but also in that same consultation say, we've had enough of liquor stores in our neighbourhoods. You know, we don't have a local alcohol policy in place. We don't have protections in place for our communities around alcohol availability. If you look at the District Licensing Committee report from Auckland, there were zero new off-licences refused in 2019-20. None refused. It's become that licences are too easy to get in our neighbourhoods. So please have your say. And at Alcohol Health Watch, we've made it easy at protectourfuture.org.nz. Only takes 2 minutes to have your say. And if you care about alcohol advertising in our communities, then you've got till the end of tomorrow because public consultation closes end of tomorrow.
We took the bold step to allow more alcohol outlets in our communities. And while we know that our country runs on a supermarket duopoly, they too would be moving a lot more booze than we perhaps realise. Do you know how much is purchased through supermarkets rather than the local liquor shop at the end of the road?
Well, it differs because they can only sell beer and wine. So they sell by far the majority of wine in our country. For beer, it's actually less. People still go to the liquor store to buy beer. But one of the problems with supermarkets and what we've seen through our research is that it drives down the price of alcohol. So the cheapest alcohol in New Zealand is around 77 cents a drink. So, and that's because it's sold at supermarkets. They've got big purchasing power and they drive the price of alcohol down. This means that you can, basically in Auckland, you can binge drink for the price of a cup of coffee. And that's not what we want. That's not a signal that this is our most harmful drug. And in fact, New Zealanders, when they reduce their drinking, they talk about the huge amounts of benefits they receive from better sleep, feeling better health, better mental health. And if we look at lockdown, we know that 20% of Māori increased their drinking during level 4 lockdown last year, and that didn't come down post-lockdown. It was still 22% of Māori drinking more. So the inequities are likely to widen in this pandemic, and we've got to be taking every measure we can to protect our health and our mental health and to prevent those inequities widening. We want to reduce those inequities in drinking between Māori and non-Māori. And price availability and marketing are the three best ways that we can do that.
Nice talking with you, Nikki. Again, if you're listening today, the feedback from our people is very important when you consider alcohol advertising. Nikki's got a site that you can channel through to get your submission on the table where it is being sought. Nikki, how best to do that?
Absolutely. Go to protectourfuture.org.nz. It takes less than 2 minutes.